Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The top story around the Yankees always seems to be injury updates. And we got a mixed bag this weekend. Cody Bellinger's back. Mm-hmm. Good.
Good.
Aaron Judge is trending his way back slowly. Good, but Ryan Weathers goes on the IL, and the inevitable Giancarlo Stanton re-injury has occurred, and in all likelihood, he's done for the year, and it's certainly possible we never see Giancarlo Stanton ever again.
Yeah, which is crazy, because it'll change a lot about legacy and all that other stuff, but that's for another day. Look, this is where you have made the argument you can never have too much starting pitching. I guess the argument is you can never have too many first base DHs, because we had that argument about Luis Garcia Jr. and Ben Rice and Judge and how do they all play when they all come back. And in the end, the odds were between Bellinger, Judge, or Stanton. Likely one was going to have a setback somewhere or another, and it turns out to be Stanton, where this whole summer has been about setbacks. And just to read the report in real time, Evan, that he fell down while running so bad that I thought it was a Wesley Steinberg Yankee tweet. I thought it was fake when I first read that he fell down.
I agreed with you, and I have this saying around here. I say it to you all the time. I don't believe it unless I hear it.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll start it off. Let's hear Aaron Boone explain that Giancarlo Stanton, I don't want to laugh because I feel bad, fell down in re-injuring his calf.
Unfortunately, it strained his other calf. And his running the couple days ago had fallen, and the other calf is strained. So
he fell. He's running the bases, dude. And he fell. Like, Aaron, can I give you some advice? Don't say that.
No, because that sounds like the joke.
Shut up, Tubby.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Right.
You picture him like looking for the hand to pick him up. How sad is that?
Just say he ran and he felt something in his other calf.
That's it. He fell down.
When he said fell down, and I got it the same way you did, I read it at first, yeah. And I applied that rule. I said, I need to hear Aaron Boone actually say that Giancarlo Stanton fell down. Look, it's sad. Because this is a guy who came here with an immense amount of talent. It's sad because we know what he's capable of doing in October.
Yep.
It's not sad in that you relied on him. Like, I think you're right. I think we've sat here for the last few weeks and months and talked about Giancarlo Stanton hypothetically coming back. But you always knew in the back of your mind something like this could happen.
Yeah.
But it just sucks because Stanton's legacy with the Yankees is about performing in October. And there was a real chance that, all right, he'll miss basically 90% of the season. But if he comes back in October and adds a punch to this lineup, whether it's off the bench, whether it's a DH only against lefties, whether it's playing every day, there was no negative to Giancarlo coming back. And it just sucks that after weeks and months of hearing about it and speculating about it, that he fell down and now he's not going to play this year.
And where else it sucks, too, is everything at the beginning of the season when some uttered the words 98 Yankees was tied to a lot of the messaging coming out of the mouth of Giancarlo Stanton about not standing for the step back where they took last year versus Toronto, about, you know, taking that step this year, making sure you get home field. Like, all of that leadership stuff we heard coming out of the clubhouse and the meetings all stemmed from Giancarlo Stanton. So for him now to miss this ride, when we all said it too when he went down, which was, hey, whenever he comes back, just get him back for October.
Right.
That feels empty for him. But yet, because the season has evolved, because this roster has evolved, because now we've seen a couple young shining stars as well kind of take that mantle and give this team new blood and new energy, I sat there this weekend when I got the Giancarlo Stanton news in a stunning turn of events. I really didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds crass and sounds hard. I don't care that Giancarlo Stanton is not going to be there for the rest of the ride. Now, I might eat those words in October if you go, man, you could have used that bat. But it kind of feels like this Yankee team should not need Giancarlo Stanton. It almost feels like a completely different Yankee team than the one Giancarlo Stanton left. And the Yankees should be A-OK getting through the American League without him.
Here's where it's disappointing, despite the idea, because I've heard this said and I understand that, well, things are less complicated now. If Aaron Judge needs to DH, that makes things less complicated since Stanton isn't coming back. Have not we not learned yet about the 2026 Yankees that just when you think you're getting guys back, someone else is going to get hurt?
Right. Judge could get hurt. I mean, Garcia could get hurt.
Anybody can get hurt. But we just saw it with the pitching. I got lectured by you and others. Ah, the Yankees have too much pitching. They don't need pitching. And guys have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan Weathers may not pitch again this season. We'll see. Max Fried, at least it looks good that he's going to come back. But there's a scare around Max Fried. Like, you never have enough players, period, stop. You know what I mean? Like, you never have enough anything.
But we already, I guess the reason I don't care is you're right. And like, there could get two injuries where it completely changes everything. But we've already now moved on to our next controversy, which is going to be when Aaron Judge comes back, how does Spencer Jones sit? And does Trent Grisham sit? So there, my point was, they're already one more deep in the lineup right now, even without Stanton. But that's right now.
So here's the crazy thing about Stanton. His legacy with the New York Yankees is that he's missed a ton of time in the regular season, and he's been a great postseason player. Yeah, last year's postseason wasn't great, but you have to look at the entire sample size. Yeah. The guy's played 48 postseason games for the Yankees, and his numbers have been awesome. He's been a great postseason player.
Pandemic, he killed him, but that's whatever. He was entitled.
Here's the stat of Giancarlo Stanton that, to me, defines his Yankee legacy, and then it's up to the individual to determine how they want to feel about it. Assuming he doesn't play another game this season, and I think that is a fair assessment.
This is not one of those assume makes an ass out of you or me. I mean, we've basically been told he's not playing again.
That means at the end of this season, in 1,356 potential New York Yankee regular season games, Giancarlo played in 764 of them.
Boom. That's
That's 56% of the regular season games, which actually sounds high. Like, if I told you to, if I told you to guess the percentage of games Stanton has played of available games for the Yankees, you probably would have guessed lower than 56%. Is that fair to say?
Yes, because it feels like he's always hurt, and he appears in October.
Now, 56% is not a great number. It means he's missing 44% of the time.
Yes, but you expected him to miss more than that based on what we've seen.
Absolutely. Now, he had a full season his first year here. That certainly helps. Like, when you play 158 out of 162 games, that's a big help. But on the other side, of the 52 postseason games the Yankees have played, he has missed only four of those games.
And they were all in that series with the Rays.
They were all in that series against the Astros.
Oh, the Astros.
In 2019, the American League Championship Series. He missed games 2, 3, and 4, and he missed game 6. He was available off the bench. It's been fact-checked, Sean. Don't worry.
No, but hold on.
I got you. It's fact-checked.
No. You're wrong about something.
I'm not wrong. I fact-checked it already.
The pandemic bubble.
He played every game.
You don't remember the controversy with Stanton in the bubble series?
Played every game in that series.
That he wasn't available and they couldn't take him off the roster and he was costing them a roster spot?
That was the American League Championship Series of 2019. He played in that ALDS. Go look it up.
That was not... I felt like we were watching games in San Diego.
Look it up. I'm going to be very upset that you stopped this.
Because that was a big argument I had yesterday.
Now, if I was wrong, I'll apologize. I'll say, hey, I did a lot of research. I must have missed that one.
Okay.
But my records show that the only postseason he has missed was the 2019 American League Championship Series. And I'm looking it up myself. You're wrong. So you just took two minutes...
What the hell?
...out of my time to correct me, and you were wrong. What are you saying?
I botched it again.
I know.
So in 2019, just to refresh my memory now, in 2019, he remained on the roster and was occupying a roster spot. Is that what I'm thinking?
So here's what happened. This is the only postseason that that Giancarlo Stanton missed time. In the 2019 American League Championship Series, he injured, I think it was his quadricep.
Yes.
In the middle of the American League Championship Series, to which he missed games three and four, if I'm not mistaken. He actually missed games 2, 3, and 4. In game 5, he started again, and he did not play well. He did not look good. In game 6, Boone put him back on the bench because it was a lot of travel. There was a rain out. There was no off day.
Okay,
and it was very difficult to travel and then play the next day. I kid you not. And so he wasn't the starter in game 6 of the ALCS, of course. That's the DJ LeMahieu game, the Jose Altuve, did he wear a buzzer game, and that eliminated the Yankees in game 6. No idea on if he would have played game 7. That example I just laid out is the only time in Stanton's Yankee postseason career where he missed any time. 48 out of 52 games, which means he played 92% of the available postseason games. which is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. You want to apologize so we can move on?
Yeah, I will just tell you, he played but had to keep coming out of the games in 2020.
Sean, stop it.
That's why, because he had a hamstring injury, and that was the...
No, I told you, you were wrong.
But it was the controversy I was thinking of, which was he was killing them by remaining in the roster.
Yeah, you're still wrong, because he completed every game of the American League Divisional Series. So you're all wrong.
We'll argue about
this
off the air.
No, no, there's no argument. I'm looking at it. Don't come in here and correct me.
I'm looking at the New York Times. Another slew of injuries for Giancarlo Stanton during the postseason 2020.
2020, he hit .308 in the playoffs with 6 home runs and 13 ribbies in 7 games.
And then he got killed in the ALCS.
There was no ALCS in 2020.
All right, forget it. The show's off the tracks. You know what? Here's the bottom line. I'm wrong, I guess. Fine.
No, the bottom line is this. Only fact check me if I'm actually wrong.
Damn it.
I did the research.
You know what the problem is?
I didn't remember this off the top of my head. I'll be perfectly honest.
When you make the playoffs every year, you seem to forget which
year. Don't turn this into a Yankee arrogance.
All right, go back. Go back. I don't want to derail the story. That's fine. It was bothering me because it was something in my head.
The point is, it's kind of simple. He has been available for the postseason.
Yeah.
This is new. Like, him not participating in the 2026 postseason is absolutely new for the resume and the history of this ball player, because he's played. Outside of that hiccup in the 2019 American League Championship Series, he went out and he's played consistently, which is the complete opposite of what's happened in the regular season. And so I admit this, that this is not the most rational thing, but I think in the back of my mind, I assumed he'd be back because he's always back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, eventually history gets to your brain and you start to just assume, well, that's what's going to happen. It's like me with the Jets. I assume they're going to suck. Like, it happens over and over again. And the history of Stanton here has been he's going to miss a lot of the regular season. It's going to be infuriating. People are going to talk about DFAing him and writing him a check and get rid of him. And I'll try to remind you, hey, he's a great postseason player. But more than that, he plays in the postseason.
Yep.
And this season is going to be the first time where that doesn't happen, which is why I do think, if I had to guess right now, on August 24th, 2026, you want to call it a long-term prediction, fine. I don't think we ever see him play for the Yankees again.
Yeah.
I think they're going to write him a check during the offseason and say, you know what, thank you for your times, we're done.
And let's be honest, it's the right healthy approach when you consider Aaron Judge and his injuries and just wanting to keep that. You're going to have Garcia and Ben Rice on this team next year, too. It's just time. It's just time to stop playing this game every year of wondering if he's going to be available for an October. I'm tired of just occupying and holding forward a spot that you need more flexibility in. It's sad, but it's time.
The other thing that happened this weekend when it comes to injuries, and as of right now, it doesn't feel like the end of the world, but it certainly felt that way 2 days ago, is Ryan Weathers.
Yeah,
Ryan Weathers was throwing the baseball so incredibly well over his last bunch of starts. He pitched into the eighth inning in his last start against the Blue Jays. He had the 7 scoreless against the White Sox. Like, he has been so locked in in this rotation, Ryan Weathers. And he has a rough night against the Blue Jays a few days ago. And then when he throws one pitch and is in agonizing pain, as you can see, and comes out of the game, we're all fearing the worst, especially when you see that it's an elbow issue. The good news is that the MRI didn't reveal that it's a torn UCL, that it isn't the worst-case scenario. The problem facing Ryan Weathers and the Yankees right now is the date. It's late August, and he's going to be shut down for some period of time.
Well,
he hopes to come back, and maybe it's out of the bullpen, maybe it's in the rotation. But unfortunately, Sean, I think the worry around Weathers is there enough time?
Exactly. And when Boone came out and said it's going to be 2 to 4 weeks, we still think we can get him back here. I wanted to ask Aaron Boone if he understands what 4 weeks from now is, because it's basically the end of the season at that point.
And then at that point, when he hasn't pitched in 4 weeks, where does that leave him?
You know what, and I'll be real. While I think that they still could have immense value in Ryan Weathers coming out of the pen, which was probably going to be their plan, while you were out, I had brought up the idea of, you know, if he's pitching well, does he become the fourth starter in the playoffs instead of Rodon, who we hadn't seen back yet? The issue is, I don't know if you felt this way, when I'm reading these quotes about him kind of coming back right at the end of going to the pen, I'm having Nestor Cortez to Freddie Freeman flashbacks, which is Nestor Cortez just kind of forcing him back without any of that rehab, comes into a big game and gives up that grand slam. That's my worry for Ryan Weathers.
It's not ideal. And
no.
It hurts the depth. I mean, it looks good with Max Fried that it's going to turn into a minor injury, which it didn't feel at first, that Fried may just kind of come back right after the minimum period of time.
It felt fishy.
What was that?
I thought the Fried injury from the beginning felt fishy.
I didn't think it was fishy. It was concerning. Like, I thought, I'll admit it, I thought at the time, wow, we may not see him again. But the fact he continued to throw, I mean, obviously, I've turned out to be wrong. And it seems like he will be back very soon, which is a big help because when you eliminate Ryan Weathers and you look at the rotation depth, which felt so deep a few weeks ago, and you take away Fried and now you take away Ryan Weathers, all of a sudden you're looking at your rotation and you're saying, all right, I feel great about Schlittler. I feel great about Gerrit Cole. Carlos Rodon is back for now.
Uh-huh.
Then what?
Yeah, I think you're going to get the Cole up here because he's pitched great his last five starts, which is Elmer Rodriguez. So I think you're going to get Elmer Rodriguez.
Luis Hill's also on rehab.
But they're also rehabbing him as a reliever.
Yeah, I think Luis Hill comes back as a weapon out of the bullpen.
I think that's their plan, yeah. I think you're going to get Elmer Rodriguez for the month of September here.
And keep this in mind, when the postseason schedule came out in the American League, because of the off days in the divisional series, there's a scenario where they do not need a fourth starter until the American League Championship Series.
Is that right? I didn't realize that. When I was more paying attention to how many football Sundays they were going to play in the playoffs. I did not realize with the off days.
No, and also the importance of Game 7 of the ALCS going head-to-head with Knicks opening night.
Yep.
By the way, incredibly important. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Yankees have the same schedule as they had in 2024 where it's in the ALDS, assuming they're there. Game, off day, game, off day, game, off day, game. It's ridiculous.
That I hate the lack of flow of that, though, if I'm being honest.
It's a lack of flow issue, but it also saves you in your rotation. Like, there's a scenario where you may only have to pitch Cam Schlittler, Gerrit Cole, and Max Fried. I mean, that's it, assuming Max Fried is back. Or if Fried isn't back, Carlos Rodon. So it does allow you to avoid using a fourth starter. But the way I'm going to assume it with Weathers, and you'll notice a pattern, it's mostly negative, but I think you have to be when it's late August and you're dealing with injuries. I assume the worst. So in the case of Ryan Weathers, he may come back and be a weapon out of the bullpen. I cannot expect him to take the baseball and make a start for the New York Yankees.
No. I think he's going to pitch the very last series of the regular season out of the bullpen for an inning, and they're going to go, okay, you're ready to go for the playoffs.
I think so.
That's kind of what it feels like.
And you're right. Like, come postseason time, it's a gamble. Will he be effective in that role? I have no idea.
I don't know. I guess we'll get a taste of Luis Hill first. And look, that's the other part of this. The Yankees, if we go back to the deadline, you talked about the Skubal stuff last week, which whatever, I disagree with. The bigger issue here is the bullpen because they were relying on their surplus of starters to fill in for the bullpen.
To me, it's all related. And my issue on Skubal, and I want to make this very clear, this is not a Brian Cashman issue. Brian Cashman was very honest that at the trade deadline, they talked to Detroit about Skubal and they asked for George Lombard Jr. Would I have traded George Lombard Jr. for 2 months of Tarik Skubal? I will admit the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no ill towards Brian Cashman and the Yankees and their aggressiveness around Tarik Skubal. My issue is with you.
Okay.
My issue is with Yankee fans or non-Yankee fans, because Tommy had the same opinion. I don't know who copied who. That's a clear controversy between Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morath.
He's absolutely dead to me. More on that later.
He's dead to you?
I'm
very nasty.
Wow. Bordering on done with our friendship, but we'll go on.
Wow. Oh, geez. I got to write that down for 12 noon.
Yeah.
Interesting. But my argument with both of you is that you never have enough pitching. And I think that the injury to Max Fried, whether serious or not, and the injury to Ryan Weathers, serious or not, is proof that my point to you guys was you should always be interested in a great starting pitcher if they become available. So it's not with the Yankees, because the Yankees did pursue him,
okay. And
they thought the price was too high. All good. Like, I'm not disagreeing with Cashman. I just disagreed with the sentiment that you had and others had that why would you go after Skubal? We're so deep in the rotation. And I think the Yankees are proving to you, and baseball is proving to you, you never, and I want you to look into my eyes when I say this, you never have enough great starting pitching. Capiche?
Capiche. And they still do have enough great starting pitching without Skubal, so I'm really not that worried about it.
All right. Well,
that's called last word, Morash. He's back.
No. I have the last word. Can you imagine a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Cam Schlittler, Tarik Skubal, and even a healthy Max Fried?
Brian Cashman's got a boner.
Yeah. He wouldn't be the only one.
You just said they only need three in the DS, so who would have went to the pen?
Right now, with the concerns around Max Fried? I'd have Skubal, Schlittler, and Cole. Name me a better three than that. But again, the Yankees did their due diligence. It's not an issue with them. It's an issue with Sean and others. That's all. We're good, though.
At 10:18, you need to squeeze that in. You have an issue with me? I haven't seen you in basically a month.
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up.
I didn't bring up Skubal.
And then you were so wrong on the Stanton pandemic stuff. If you just missed that, I mean, Evan had it wrong. He thought Stanton was playing in the pandemic.
He did. He did not miss a game in the postseason in 2020. As I pointed out earlier, and we'll take your calls about Stanton, the Yankees. We'll mix in a lot of football. 888-808-1019. The most incredible stat around Giancarlo Stanton, and this should be written on his Yankee tombstone. He missed 44% of regular season games in his Yankee career, but he only missed 2% of postseason games, and that was games 2 through 4 and game 6 of the 2019 ALCS. That's it. That's the list. He played every other postseason game. Remarkable. For some reason, it must be the air. Stanton, all healthy in October, but in June, July, and August, there must be some bug going around that affects your calves.
You know what his nickname should be? Pumpkin Spice, because that's the only time he appears during that season.